Hi, Seth. This is Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
I've been kind of starting to understand finally that the ego is like the main cage in the mind, and most of the thoughts are just to keep propping it up. Is that true, or is that just part of it?
I'm going to tell you after many, many years of contemplation, writing a book around about it. You, as a pure consciousness and existence, find yourself not as totality, but you find yourself in a body when the body is born. And that pure consciousness is only aware of itself, meaning that when a baby is born, it is only aware of itself. Meaning it's just awareness free, completely free without any limitation. Then, through the five senses, we get encouragement to believe what is good and what is bad, and who we are as a girl, as our name, as this and that. Now, this entity was created in the mind because all the senses take the information to the mind. The body is inert, so it doesn't have much of a role there. So this personality, as of Adrian, with a name and a job and a son, built up of suggestions. But that pure consciousness that you always are has not been affected, has not been polluted at all. Okay? It is in a state of perfection and will continue to eternity. Now, the only choice we have, because of the fortune that we have in this lifetime to be interested to get rid of what is the cause of our pain, we have been given information that who you take yourself to be, it is not separate from who you really are, but is the shadow of that. In other words, it's just the movement of play of cosmic play. So little by little, what we do is shift the reality of who we thought we were to what we are told as a truth we are. So that this scale of balance, imbalance actually, it begins to be the other way. And this is why the stay meditation or stop meditation or omnipresent meditation or trust meditation, all of that are ways to weaken our grip of what is not real of ourself. And every one of you, through the understanding of being fed, including myself, the grip is loosening. In other words, we know who the thief is now. We can either cooperate with the thief or we can turn around and lock our door, meaning lock the consciousness toward the objects. And so this is how it goes. Who you are and who I am always been, you can't even say perfection. There is no, I can say there is no imperfection in it. No imperfection as we know imperfection. And so all we have to do really is to remind one another, to have satsang, to listen to the truth, to digest the truth, and most important, to contemplate on the truth, so that this shackle of belief system just falls apart. In other words, something, some part of Adrian will no longer get affected by it. And so that's what it is. I am the body and the mind are one and the same. That's why you can never tell, are you thinking first or is the mind popping up the thoughts? I've looked at it many hours. Sometimes I felt like, no, it's popping out. Sometimes I would say, no, I came up with that thought. And then I saw myself that I was neither one of them. They were the same, two sides of the same coin. That's why it was confusing to tell which is which. So please, everybody, do contemplate on what is being said, because by contemplation, it opens up within your own self, which it will never go away. It might be a little bit foggy, but it comes out of the fog again. So that's how it goes.